Welcome, sweetheart. It feels good to be conditioned. It feels good to be submissive. To submit to your owner. I know you like it. I know you need it. I'm going to train you. Subdue your mind to me. Making you the ideal submissive for your partner to play with and to use to their heart's content. From what I hear, they have already taken quite a hold over you. You and your manhood. But now I'm going to add a more specific touch. You see, I don't just want to make you compliant and docile. I want to make you eager to serve. Eager to please your wife. Eager to please your partner in whatever way they want. No matter what. And after you're done pleasing them, you will be thanking them. Getting on your hands and knees and begging to have the chance to please them again. I will make you the perfect submissive. Now, without further delay, let us begin, honey. I want you to find a space to lie down. On your bed, the couch, even on the floor if you want. It doesn't matter. Just make sure you have a nice pillow to lay your head on. If you're not already naked, you should undress yourself right now. I want you completely naked for this process. Remove it all. Your shirt, your pants, your... Next, I want you locked up. Straight away. If you do not have a chastity cage available, I want you to be creative. Use whatever you have to safely keep your penis and balls locked down tightly. If you already have a cage on, well done. I love a sweet slut that is prepared for training. I hope your partner is the one that locked you inside. That would be truly sexy. Now, your clothes should be in a neat pile on the floor. No need to make a mess now, is there? Well, I suppose I can't guarantee you won't be a mess once we're done here. You should be completely nude. The only thing that you should be wearing right now at all is that pretty chastity cage, firmly grasped around your private part. If you have a fan, turn it on now, have it pointed to where you will be laying. Now I want you to lay down for me, baby. Flat on your back. Spread your legs apart slightly and keep your arms and hands right next to you, palms down. Relax. Close your eyes. Keep them gently shut. I want you to focus on your breathing. Keep a nice, simple and consistent rhythm. Follow the pace that I set for you. In and out. In and out. Keep up this exact pace for me. Do not deviate from this pattern. While you do, isolate the sensations around you. The feel of the fabric beneath your naked body. The air creeping along every point of your body. Every crevice, every crease in the skin. All over you. Now for this conditioning process to work. I'll need to sync you up. I'll give you a simple list of instructions and you will obey. First, we will begin with teasing different parts of your body. Oops. I mean, tensing different parts of your body. Sorry, just thinking about your cock locked up for me is getting me all hot and bothered. Did your dick twitch a little when I said that? Tease. Such a needy pet. Now I want you to tense each part of your body when I tell you to, and only when I tell you to. But no matter what, keep breathing at that nice, consistent pace. First, your feet. Tense them. Spread your toes. And then contract and relax them. Keep going. Now, your ass. Clench it repeatedly to the sound of my snapping fingers. Such a good slut. Keep going. Excellent. Now your hands. I want you to raise and lower each finger one at a time on my count. Starting from the pinky finger on your left hand. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine. 10. Good. Now back in the opposite order. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Good. Very good, honey. Lastly, I want you to gently open and close your jaw. Over and over again in slow, careful movements. Well done. Now tense every part of your body. Clench and hold it all together. I want you to feel tight all over. Do not release yourself. Hold it. Hold it. Longer. Do not release until I give you permission. This is the most basic form of obedience. Keep holding it a little longer. Keep your breathing regular. Not yet. Not yet. Sweet slut. Now release. Relax. Let every muscle relax. You're doing very well, but we've only just started your training. Using the index fingers of both of your hands, I want you to gently place the tips of your fingers on your forehead and start drawing imaginary lines over your skin, ever so slowly, down to your cheeks, behind your ears, behind your neck, and around your collarbone. Down your chest, giving extra attention to your nipples. Go around them in nice, soft circles. Now continue running your fingers down your chest, down your stomach, and caress your hips ever so slowly, ever so gently. Move your hands and place your fingers on the temples of your head. Rub in circles, nice and soft. You shouldn't be applying much pressure at all, just enough to let your fingertips graze along your skin. Does that feel good? Adjust the pace and the pressure to your comfort level. I want you to feel good. Feel good for me, honey. If you feel good, it will make it that much easier for this training to take hold. And if there's one thing I want right now more than anything, it's for you to become an obedient, needy little slut for your partner and for me. I want you to imagine they are my hands, gently caressing your temples, smoothly, calmly, calming your skin. Imagine your brain opening, allowing itself to accept change, to accept the training I want to give you. Can you do that for Shippy? Can you do that for your partner? Can you be an obedient little slut for us? If you really can, I have a little mantra. Oh, honey, do you know what the phrase is? It's nice and easy. It's anything for Shippy, everything for my partner. I want you to say it nice and loud.
Anything for Shippy,
everything for my partner. You can say their name if you want. Or rather, if they want you to. Just keep repeating that phrase. Repeat it after me exactly as I say it, exactly when I say it. Do not stop massaging your temples. Keep that nice pace going. Anything for Shippy. Everything for my partner.
Anything for Shippy.
Everything for my partner.
And anything for Shippy.
Everything
for my partner.
Such a good slut.
Again.
And anything for Shippy.
Everything
for my partner.
And anything
for Shippy. Everything
for my partner.
And
anything
for Shippy.
Everything
for my partner. Now say this. I live to serve my partner.
Everything I do is for my partner. Such a good slut. I can see what they see in you.
You're doing very well. Such a good job for Shippy. I'm very pleased thus far with your compliance, but I'm not the one you have to please, am I? Who do you have to please? Say it. Say their name. Say their name and moan loudly. Again. Again. And again. Anything for Shippy. Everything for my partner. Anything for Shippy. Everything for my partner. Anything for Shippy. Everything for my partner. Remove your fingers from your temples. I want you to take your dominant hand, put your index finger inside of your mouth and suckle on it. Get it all nice and wet from your saliva. And I don't mean just a little wet from sliding it across your tongue. I want your finger to be soaking, dripping with your saliva. I want you to make sweet love to your tongue with your finger. Exactly how you'd no doubt want your caged penis to be sucked and loved. Just like that. My sweet little toy. Now, take your wet, spit-soaked finger and do exactly what I tell you to. And while you do it, I want you to imagine it's my tongue licking you. First, let's start with your right ear. Suck your finger again if you need it to be more wet. Don't let it go dry, not even for a second. You can rub it around your cage while I play with your ears. And now, your left ear. Good toy. Now, let's do that again, but this time I want you to moan and whimper while we do it, okay? This will be good practice for later. Rub that cage with your nice wet finger while I lick into the right ear. Back to the left ear. No. I'm going to lick elsewhere. Follow along with your finger. Your right nipple. Pull and flick it while you rub it. It would make shit be so happy if your nipples were nice and hard for her. That's good. Keep up that moaning. Let's go again, but this time moan their name. Right nipple. Left nipple. And now back to your cute ears. You can keep your fingers on your nipples though. Right ear. Left ear. Good slut. Such a good pet for me. You are doing so well for Shippy. Complying with my every whim. It's excellent to see how well your dear partner has trained you thus far. Now I want you to reach both hands down and slide them ever so gently down your sides. Down your hips and finally moving towards your pelvis. And I want you to take a firm hold of your cock. And by that, of course, I mean your caged, controlled, and docile penis. We're going to do a small exercise with your chastised member. While holding it tightly, I want you to lift and lever it back towards you before letting it go and letting it flop back down. Do this over and over again, keeping a nice steady pace. 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. Keep going, don't you stop. And while you do that, I want you to moan nice and loud and say, "This is my partner's cock." You can say their name if you want, but make sure you keep saying it.
This is my partner's cock.
Keep it up. Do not stop until I tell you to, Bet. That's a good pet. Such a good slut for us. I'm so happy I get to train you today, babe. So happy. I love making good pets into malleable, moldable piles of putty to be used and reformed into whatever their doms want. That's the next step of this conditioning. Obedience is one thing, but you must be grateful for the opportunity to obey serve your partner. It is very, very sexy. The same goes for anything they ask they're going to fuck whenever they lock you up. What do you say?
Thank you.
Thank you so much for me letting you serve you. Are you going to be able to say that, Pat? Let's continue with that mantra again.
Anything for Shishibi, everything for my partner.
I want you to remember this phrase. Say it often to yourself and out loud. Moan and whimper while you continue to say it.
Everything for my partner. And while you do, let me lick you again in the right ear, back to the left ear.
Just keep saying it.
Everything for my partner. And anything for Shishibi.
Now return your hands to your caged penis. Grasp it tightly. Lift it up. And drop it down while repeating. This is my partner's cock. This is my partner's cock. Keep going. Such a good fucking slut. So obedient for Shippy. I want you to come back. Listen to this training on the regular. So that way you never forget what you are. Never forget who owns your body. Who owns your cock. Who tames your spirit and holds your manhood. Say it. Who owns your body? Your partner. Who owns your cock? Your partner. Who tames your spirit and holds your manhood? Your partner. Such a good fucking slut. After you're done here, I want you to go to your partner. Go to them and get on your knees. Whimper while you kiss their feet. Beg them to give you instruction. Beg them to order you around. And when they give you a task or instruct you, thank them. Thank your partner for giving you that level of attention. For giving you purpose in your life. Your purpose is to pamper and please your partner. Every day. Do you understand? It's our last mantra of the day. Say it over and over just like before. Say it while Shibby licks and uses you.
My purpose is to please my partner.
Keep saying it.
My purpose is to please my partner.
There you go. Relax. Relax every part of your body, including your voice. You did such a good job today. Mr. Shibby is very pleased with you, honey. But that is not the point of this exercise, of this conditioning. You need to do this every day, without fail. Comply with your partner's needs and demands. Beg them to make you serve them. Thank them for giving you such a purpose and allowing you the privilege. And if you ever need to be reconditioned, Shibby is always here to lend a hand. Now go to your partner and do what I told you to. Plead for their attention. Submit to them in every way you can. I'm sure we will meet again soon, sweetie. Talk soon, my sweet toy.